A dozen old-time sailing ships tacked today up the Delaware River to Philadelphia for a tall ship festival. It's the largest tall ship festival the city has ever hosted, and it lasts through the weekend. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins joined the crew of a century-old vessel for a short sail.
All the heads to the back!
All the heads to the back!
The crew of the Picton Castle seems to breathe as one organic body. The 21 crew members are sailing the metal-hulled, three-mast ship around the Delaware for the Grand Parade of Sail, which introduces all 13 tall sailing ships to spectators. They include a recreation of a 16th century Spanish galleon and a recreation of an 18th century ship that brought the Marquis de Lafayette here to offer French support for the American Revolution. The Picton Castle was originally built in the 1920s as a commercial fishing boat, then served as a minesweeper during World War II. It's now one of the best training boats on the seas, says First Mate Caitlin Shaw.
It looks complicated, I'm sure this does, to a newcomer, but it really is a very elegant design, and believe it or not, there's a pattern, and it turns out that once you're fluent in it, it is a language that's simple.
The Picton Castle has sailed around the world 6 times. It's based in Nova Scotia, but it spends most of its time at sea or at tall ship festivals like this one. Captain Sam Sikkema says these kinds of ships are not designed for these kinds of parades.
It's actually, in a lot of ways, a fairly unnatural act to get a bunch of different sailing ships lined up in a row trying to do the same thing. Not something sailing ships would have ever done in their own time. But, you know, it's one of the few times that we actually can really show the ships off to the public, because we're often out sailing mid-ocean where nobody sees us.
The festival was able to attract so many tall ships this year through a partnership among the museum, the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation, Cooper's Ferry, and the Adventure Aquarium in Camden. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.